Yeah, over this way. So this was Sunday, May 16th, and we've seen a very exciting game today with let me change that to the 15th. A very exciting game with Pickering, their home opener. They played Scorsopi, and they held on to a 1-0 win. Very important. They were behind, or they were down a man, let's say, from the middle of the first half. And I have Coach Alex Balta here, who's going. Well, we'll start with just asking what his views on today's game. What did you think?
Do you want me to hold it?
I'll hold it.
Yeah, I mean, it was our first win of the season, so it was amazing from that standpoint. Obviously, when we got the red card late in the first half, or later, it was, you know, we definitely didn't think we were going to come out with necessarily the result the way it happened. We actually played better with 10 in terms of chances than we did with 11. And a testament to the players for digging deep and, you know, really fighting and working together. And it's really impressive because we had such a short preseason, probably shorter than any team in the league. So these guys haven't had a chance to really come together. It's basically almost like an expansion team in a lot of ways, although there's some returning players that played at Durham.
Durham, right.
But in general, it's really like we have players from kind of all different backgrounds, different levels, from, you know, where they're playing school-wise. So now when I put all that together and I look at how we dug deep, yeah, we defended most of the game, but we did it well, and you know, just credit to the players. That's it.
Yeah. So you were telling me the reason for the short preseason, only like 3 weeks for you guys, is the Pickering Soccer Center, which I'm well acquainted with. Didn't know what you said. The roof collapse or something like that.
Yes, that's right. So we were supposed to be getting going in like February.
Yes.
And we didn't actually start until officially like trials started, I think after March 26th. Like, so we had quick trials, picked their players, and you know, you're picking players best you can based on just based on what you see. You don't really know them as individuals, so that's always tough, right? Because you don't know if you're gonna get the characters you like. But we're, you know, as you saw today, we're showing that we do have character. So we were fortunate in the selections and the players that came. And then in those 3 weeks, it was the fastest or crash course I've ever done, or the biggest crash course I've ever done, including when I crammed in university. Like, this was insane what we tried to cover over the 3 weeks to get them ready. And we only played 3 preseason games.
All right.
And so in a lot of ways, this feels more like one of our first regular season games, or maybe the end of our preseason now.
Right. Now you've so we're with the Pickering Soccer Center out, which was really only used for what I remember from years ago, for the real cold winter sort of April games out at beautiful Kinsmith Park now. But instead of using the grass field, they're using a turf field. You guys play pretty well on the turf. Would you mind, or does it make a difference of grass versus turf for you guys?
That's a good question. I haven't been on the grass yet. If it's good grass, then I, you know, for the health of the players, I would say grass is always better versus turf, because turf is a little bit harder on the body. But you know, I would say if the grass is decent, no, I'm good with the grass. But yeah, if the field gets you know, damaged and whatnot, then I prefer turf.
Well, that reminds me of a joke about this park about 3 years ago. They were playing in there were some complaints to the city about, hey, why don't you guys cut the grass? It's so deep. And so what the city did is they cut the grass, but they left all the shavings on the grass. And so it was like clump, 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 like a, I don't know, a waterbed or something thumping around. So it's sometimes a love hate with this, the way the city plays. Remember, this whole park is a buffer for the nuclear power plant nearby. So, but looking back through time, I know you were on North Mississauga's head coach in 2019, but so you don't know the history of this team, like minute details of starting at Durham and having good results, but yet sitting out the 2018 year to get reorganized, coming back for 1 year in 2019, not doing well, a COVID season wiping everyone out, and in, taking the choice in 2021 to not play at all rather than dropping to this reserve summer league that they were operating. But you're back now from nothing. So this is why you're saying about this, almost like an expansion team. Now what's coming up is really important. Is this, there's top heavy 22 teams right now, but there's going to be a break within 2 years, 2 years combined standings to be in the top 12. So how important is it for your program, this city, and your recruiting to finish in the top 12?
Yeah, I mean, all the players, like, it's over the next 2 years, right?
That's right, yeah.
So all the players always strive to play at the highest level they can, right? And it's no different, you know, I think, you know, although we got some good players from the area, I think maybe some other players that might have been interested or we could have been interested probably didn't think we were going to be very strong in the first place.
Uh-huh.
So that generally shows you even now without the 12th place situation you're talking about, the top 12, you're not, you know, bringing those players. So with a split now with like a, you know, a first, second division setup, it makes a huge difference in terms of what kind of players will come because the most are going to be striving to play for the top. That being said, you know, our goal is to be in the, you know, to get like obviously with our start 1-3, so it's very difficult, but we want to get in. We're striving for the mid pack to middle, and then if, you know, if we get a bunch of results, we'll see if we can do even better than that. But that's the goal. But let me take one step back, one game at a time, and like I said, we're newly formed. We're, you know, we had a short preseason. We're just literally taking it game by game, and then we'll see where we are in about 6 weeks' time.
All right. Now, some managers that I've been talking to, they're saying, well, this isn't our full team yet because we've got all these university players coming from here, there, you know, Syracuse, so forth. Is your team pretty well set? I know they only had 3 weeks, but... Or do you have like a Rolodex of players?
We do not. We have a few players that have come back from, you know, from the U.S.
Right.
And I don't expect many more. If that, if there are, it would be a few, one or two. It wouldn't be a mass number. So what you see is what you get.
Wow. Okay. Well, then we hope they gel quickly and they can put on an effort like today. Must be just great. How inspiring it is to play for so long down a man and winning against a sort of middle of the pack team. So
yeah, well, at the moment they weren't middle of the pack. So I think they're what, 3? They were 3-1 going into this game. So, yeah, so I wouldn't even call them middle of the pack, but or 2-1 or whatever they were. But they're a solid side. They have a lot of quality players, and yeah, I'm proud of these guys the way they did it today.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. That was an interview with Alex Balta, and we wish him good luck as the season wears on. Q. Now, just as you might have seen me do this joke